At a Goodwill thrift shop in Shoreline, Marcy Carpenter and a couple of others have showed up with petition signatures. The stack of paper is so tall they have to push it into Goodwill on a dolly.
These 5,000-plus pages are the Change.org petition opposing payment of subminimum wages to workers with disabilities and over 170,000 signatures on those petitions.
Carpenter is president of the Greater Seattle Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind. This Goodwill store, along with other Seattle area locations, does not use the federal program to pay less than minimum wage. All of its employees make at least Washington state minimum wage. But across the state, 50 employers, including a couple of Goodwill locations, have applied for permission to use the waiver. Carpenter is here because she wants Goodwill's national organization to end the policy across the country. The law dates back to 1938. Carpenter says she knows some blind people who only make $2 or $3 an hour working at a Goodwill in Montana.
They don't feel empowered or good. They would like to get into other employment, but as with many people, this has become a dead-end job, and there no one is helping them to try to transition out.
In Tacoma, a spokesman for Goodwill says they pay at least Washington minimum wage to all of their employees. But he says the waiver is a valuable tool for employing people with severe disabilities who might not otherwise be able to work. Congressman Greg Harper from Mississippi has introduced a bill to get rid of the subminimum wage for people with disabilities. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.